All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Scott.
This is Nick. And Happy New Year.
Hey, we made it.
Scott, Happy New Year. Prop.
This is ridiculous. I can't.
Anyhow.
Now you can't see.
How long are we going to do this charade? Are we done now? Anyhow, as I go back to my glasses.
You go back to yours. I'll leave mine on.
Happy New Year. We hope that you are enjoying a day off today, hopefully.
Hopefully.
You're enjoying a day off today, and I can't believe it's 2020 already.
Yeah, time flies.
Man.
This is, what is it, 26 podcasts, Scott. 26 Wednesdays in a row.
That's like half a year.
We've done a Wheel Wednesday
podcast.
That's
half a year.
It is. It is.
Pretty
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, thank you. If you're watching this, thank you for tuning in for at least some of those, right?
Yeah.
This hopefully isn't your first one, but if it is, welcome. Nice to see you. So we're not going to do anything super heavy today, but we are going to announce some cool stuff because it is the new year. We wanted to give you something cool to kind of, you know, get into things with, right?
Yeah, and if you clicked on this video, I believe it's a little clickbaity. We talk about we put a wheel giveaway as in our thumbnail.
See, I don't know because technically we don't really put the titles up until after we edit. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about that. I guess listen, sincerely, thank you very much for all your support, whether it be by listening or watching or commenting or, you know, subscribing or following or buying our wheels. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever one of those combination, it's greatly appreciated. And, you know, we really hope that some of these really are of value. We're not really just trying to always spam. In fact, most of the content we put up has nothing to do with Koenig Wheels.
Right.
For the most part. So in the New Year's spirit, we are going to talk about something that is related to probably why you clicked on this, because most likely, if you're watching a video within relation to New Year's Day, if you had a really good New Year's last night, you're probably really not feeling great right now. So we have some things, and I'm going to grab my phone because I don't want to
get the wrong information.
Yeah, kind of. So here's what we're thinking. This isn't going to be a giveaway in the traditional sense of giveaways. You know, you've seen us do giveaways before. We will have another giveaway at some later point
in the year.
Not too far into the year, but definitely, soon. This is a giveaway in a different sense. So every year we are always looking for the right cars to shoot for different marketing materials, and we also have content that we're looking to do with certain vehicles. So what we're looking for is this. We have two brand new Flowform wheel models that will be coming out. Hexaform.
And the Countergram.
The Countergram. So we have two finishes on each, and we're going to be looking for a few vehicles to shoot some content with and to grab some really great images and video and different things like that.
All to promote the new wheels that we have coming
That's
out.
Exactly right. Now, there are two parts to this, so stay with us. The first part is we need to find those vehicles, right?
Yeah.
The second, if we feel they're right, we plan on trying to get media on those things.
Definitely.
So is it beneficial if you happen to also be a photographer or videographer or able to capture some of this media?
Absolutely.
Yes. Pretty much yes. Absolutely yes. But here's the thing. In its basic, we're looking for these correct vehicles, these good-looking vehicles, and if we feel that your vehicle is right for the part, we're going to try to make a plan to, one, get you a set of these new wheels to put on your car. We don't take care of tires or anything like that. It's just wheels, so you'd have to figure that part out.
Right.
So we'll walk through that in a second. So we'll get you a set of these new wheels. Hopefully within a month or two, And so you'd have him before pretty much anybody does. And we would try to figure out a way to capture media on it, whether it's Nick or I or somebody or whatever it may be, you, a local photographer, you know, somebody else that we send out
just
that's
some,
in your area.
Just some way we can capture, you know, how the wheels look on your car and get some
videos and stuff like
photos,
that.
Photos.
Which
will
be great because
that stuff.
We'll also plan on featuring it and using it in other ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So so we'll work on that part after. But right now we need to find those vehicles. So what we're asking you is if you feel that you have a really sick, great, cool-looking vehicle, then go ahead and we need to find out, right? So
right.
let's walk through this logically. Let's see here. What we came up with. So we need photos of your car, where they live, zip code, yeah, all this stuff. Well, anyhow. So here's what you're gonna do. If you're watching this right now on YouTube, this is pretty much the only place that we're going to be talking about this.
Right. We won't be posting this on.
Well,
on,
too much. Well, it may end up in the story. You'll see us put it around.
One or two snippets here.
So if you're watching this on YouTube and you feel that your vehicle is the place to be, comment below with your Instagram handle and what state you're from. Okay. Then put up a photo on your Instagram feed. And hashtag it Koenig2020.
Koenig2020. I'll do one of these. I'm going to hate myself for that later, but I'll do one of those.
Fantastic. So so what we'll do from there is we'll be able to kind of see the geographic areas where you're located, look at your Instagram name. We'll know that you watched the video. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and hop over to Instagram, and we'll kind of look through the posts that will hopefully be there with hashtag Koenig2020.
Yep.
Use a new photo so we can see it. And what we'll do is if we feel your vehicle is right for the part, we will DM you and start a conversation. So obviously make sure you follow us. And this is a good time to give us that thumbs up and go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's down there.
Give us a like. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it
like, thumbs up. I like the thumbs up, but it's down there.
Pointing.
It's definitely is down it? There.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's down there.
I can't remember.
You know, subscribe. And the bell is a good thing, too, because it will let you know when we put out new content and we do all these updates. And the updates will only happen here
right.
on YouTube as far as this type of thing. So we may talk about them in our lives on Instagram, but that happens every Wednesday around
at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Eastern.
With the exception of today, because
– not going to happen today.
It's not happening today.
Not going to happen today.
Next week, though.
That's right. So that's the deal. So basically, let's to recap to kind of be if you feel you have a vehicle that's worthy of the cause, go ahead and comment below with your Instagram handle and your state. I'm sure the question's going to come up. What if I don't have Instagram? Start one. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. I don't know if you want to. We'd have to figure out a way to get some other. Images of your car or something like that, but what we're trying not to do is just create too much volume in the message box,
right?
In the DM box, because it's just we already have a ton of it, and I don't want you to get missed over. So
yeah, because between everything else we have coming in,
it's just a lot
to try and find those specific emails would just be too much of a pain.
So we're trying to use like the comments below as kind of a checklist to make sure that we hit everybody that wants to be eligible for this. Let's talk about some actual logistical things. It does help if you're closer to New York City, Long Island, Westchester, New York area, Northern Jersey,
right.
Connecticut. It does help if you're in this tri-state area. It also is not a bad look if you're in Southern California, maybe a little bit west of L.A. That also helps out a bit.
Tremendously.
Yeah, it does. However, if you're in other parts of the country, the U.S. and U.S. only, continental U.S., we're not going to Alaska, I'm sorry. but if you're in the continental U.S. and we find your vehicle worthy, we will figure out a way to get some media on it.
Definitely.
And again, if they have the ability to send media in, if they're a photographer, a videographer, and they can help us with that.
That's also very beneficial.
Super beneficial. So that's kind of the basics of it. Again, let's roll through some logistics. we will take care of the wheel, obviously the wheel cost, and the freight to you. We do not take care of tires, mounting and balancing, hardware, lug nuts, hub rings. That's you. Like, that's part of mounting and balancing. No TPMS sensors.
Solely the wheels.
Right. So really, what, you know, you'd have to make the decision. Do you want to buy new tires or whatever it may be to go on the wheels? Or do you want to, you know, swap your old wheel, you know, old tires onto these wheels or whatever it may be? We will work to make sure that we have, you know, we're telling you what sizing we'll have. And that's why it will take a little bit to kind of get this thing
rolling.
But, you know, look, I mean, we've done stuff like this before, but this way we're really putting it out there rather than go look on our own and kind of keep it more like, you know, under wraps when we need those first initial photos for some of our dealers and different things.
Yeah.
We're kind of saying, hey, look, you know, if you think you got that vehicle,
show it to us. Yeah. And if we like it, then, you know, we'll pick you.
Right. Yeah. Pretty easy. So, I don't know. I think I covered everything.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I think so too.
Here's a good question. Yeah. So how do you usually go about this? Like, how have you done this in the previous years? You know, how do you usually go about looking for?
Yeah, we've done kind of everything.
Wheels? Do you go with like people that are sponsored or
everything across the board
or everything?
Yeah, we've done things where, you know, like, you know, we may have people that we know that have the cars that would be ideal.
Right.
We may have, you know, retailers that have good shops or customer cars. We may find people on Instagram that we really like the vehicle and ask them if they're interested in working with us, extend them a sponsorship, and then also make sure that the first wheels we get are the brand new ones. We've done pretty much everything across the board.
So would this classify as a sponsorship?
Well, I guess in its basic terms, it does, because we are giving you wheels in exchange for, you know, the ability to get some media back and different things like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, look, is there going to be a time stamp on it? You know, I don't know. I mean, it depends on the person. I mean, could this be a door or an entry or segue
into
a relationship?
A relationship for could a be. Potentially longer sponsorship or yeah. like.
Could be.
Interesting.
You know? So, I mean, we can talk about that when we get there. But, I mean, for right now, I think the most important part is that this is kind of what this, you know, giveaway consists of. Right. Let's recap to sum it all up. Yeah?
Yeah.
If you have a car that you feel is worthy of being used for different promotional materials and social stuff and stuff by our brand, then comment below with your Instagram handle and what state you live in. Then
go put up a picture. Instagram.
Right. You take the other part.
Go over to Instagram. Put up a photo. Use the hashtag Koenig2020.
Right.
We're going to look over those hashtags within, over the next month or so, you want to say?
Yeah, definitely over the next. We'll start. If we see the right vehicle, we'll start making contact immediately. So,
right.
So you don't have to wait. Like, go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, I mean, there's not going to be, because we have two brand new wheel models, two finishes, and there's not going to be, like, we may see other vehicles even in the next, you know, over the next month or two or whatever it is, that we're like, oh, this is great. We may reach out to you anyway and say, hey, look, you know, well, this will look good. We're not putting like a number on it.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be 1,000. I mean, there's going to be a handful of people that we're going to pick. That's it.
Yeah.
And if we don't get the right vehicles that we're looking for that would jive with what we're trying to do, maybe there's only one. I don't know. Like, maybe there won't be any. I'm not sure.
You know, let us see what you have, right. You know, post up your cars. And, you know, as soon as we see these cars on Instagram, we're going to DM you and say, hey, look, we saw you put the post up. We saw you have the hashtag, mm-hmm. You know, is this what you're interested in is, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll take it from there, following into the next steps into getting this done.
The difference between this and other wheel giveaways is that with other wheel giveaways, we usually have a winner.
Right.
This is different in the sense that we're looking for
multiple
the right vehicles, and we're okay. There is no number on this. There may be zero if we don't find the right vehicle, but there may be five. I don't know. I mean, so this is one of those ones. It really comes down to the vehicle. And, you know, again, it's not just, you know, people are going to say, well, what vehicle do you want or anything like that? Not sure yet. I mean, you know, we have We have vehicles, like sponsor vehicles, and we'll end up with those photos as well once we start. Once they start getting out. It's just a matter of we'd rather come to you guys and kind of open this up and say, hey, look, you know, if there's something that works, you know, with us and the team looks at it and goes, yeah, I mean, you could potentially get a set of wheels. So this is different than a giveaway in the sense that there could potentially be multiple people involved here. It's not going to be one of those things that you're going to see us put a winner up by a certain date. It's not going to be one of those things where you're going to see us, you know, say, oh, the winner is, and did you announce the winner yet? So don't even bother asking. It's not going to happen like that. But we will reach out to the people that we think are the right people for this, that have the right vehicles, and we will have a conversation. And if that works, you could easily end up with a set of wheels on your car from us and be one of the first ones out there to have them.
Yeah, because if you know, if we happen to find the cars before, when are the wheels coming out? March? We're aiming for, I mean, for a March release date for them to be available.
In the March, beginning of April time. And, you know, we're going to try to bring some samples in prior to that.
We're looking to have content before then. So, you know, you'll definitely be the first ones to have access to these wheels, have them on your car, and, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's the deal. I don't know. I think that's pretty much what we have here. No questions. We're not going to really hold anybody today. I don't think the podcast was all that long, but I think it's right where it needs to be.
Pretty much everything we had to.
Yeah.
Next week, and probably the upcoming weeks. Speaking of the new wheels, we will actually have them for you guys to check out.
That's right.
So we will have them next week, which is...
I think it's the 8th?
The 8th.
Yeah, I think it's today. It's the 8th. So, the 8th or the 7th?
8th.
It's the 8th. Next Wednesday. So, basically, here's what we'll do. We will do a brief rundown and introduction on all of the wheels next Wednesday.
Yeah.
The following Wednesday, we'll be doing...
go more in depth.
Right.
About
so, we'll probably do... wheel. I think we'll do the countergram first.
Definitely.
And the week after that, we're going to be talking about the hexaform model. Now, the reason we'll show you all of them, and we'll kind of break down basic sizing, and then the weeks after that, what we're going to do is we're going to bring each wheel model up. People have been asking us about sizing and specifications, and what we're going to do is we're actually going to go through those sizes and specifications for the most part, and that will also be the day that we'll start to release those specs on the websites.
Right.
Hopefully. So, what we're basically going to do is we'll bring each wheel model. We'll show you the colors. We'll show you in real light what they look like, and we'll also be able to run through a lot of those specs and kind of discuss, you know, why we did certain things, this, that, the other thing, any changes, hint, that might have been made to some of the display wheels that we had at SEMA that we're going to be showing you, and we'll go model by model. So, so next week kicks it off. We'll have a 3-week. Little jammy jam of
a lot of your wheels.
So, listen, I hope everybody that's been waiting for this and making comments and messaging us, this helps you out and kind of helps you make a determination. We also plan to do some more content with those wheels, more in-depth videos, like we did last year with the Freeform and the Tandem and the Lockout, which you can see on our YouTube channel. So if you're listening on iTunes or any one of those things, head over to Koenig Wheels USA YouTube. And if you're on YouTube, you know, go into our videos and look for those videos. You can see how much in-depth information we did. So hopefully that's beneficial to you as well. Help you decide if you want to buy them or not.
Yeah.
So that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. We wish you a very, very, very happy new year from all of us here at Koenig. We thank you for your support, and we wish you and your families just the happiest and healthiest and safest, you know, New Year's. So that's about it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. We're signing out. I'm Scott. This has been Nick. He wears ridiculous glasses. The good news is we won't have props for the few weeks.
Valentine's Day. Is that on a Wednesday?
We're not going to have props for Valentine's Day.
Let's hope so.
Anyhow, this is the last holiday I think we have for a while that we're going to have ridiculous props. So enjoy that. Anyhow, we will catch you next Wednesday. Take care.
Peace.